Unit 4. Ups and Downs. Lesson 1. Don't beat yourself. Listening and speaking. 3. What do you think makes one succeed?
B. Listen and complete.
Jane, what do you think makes one succeed?
Well, I think ability is important. You know, for example, many were born with a talent for music and rise without great effort.
So, ability is of great importance. And what is your opinion, Bob? Well, I agree with Jane there. But I think what leads to the final success should be persistence. And Alice, say something.
I cannot agree with Bob more. What leads to success is the ability to carry on when things go wrong.
By the way, opportunity is also important. Never let a good chance go, but take it.
Yes. So till now, you mentioned three things. Basic abilities, persistence, and opportunity.
4. I'm sure you'll do better next time. B. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Jenny was so nervous that she didn't perform well in the competition. Stephen tries to cheer her up.
I didn't realize it was so difficult, though I know I'm always too nervous in such competition.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll do better next time.
I don't think I performed well.
Oh, that's much better than I did.
Can you tell me how to improve myself?
There's no secret at all. The only thing for you to do is to practice more. You will succeed.
Thank you for your encouragement.
It's a pleasure. Come on, I'm on your side.
Reading and writing. 6. Don't defeat yourself. B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. If you want others to believe in you, what should you do? 2. What is one of the most lethal weapons that can kill your success in life?
Don't defeat yourself. Recent studies show that only 1 out of 3 people have strong and healthy self-confidence. That means 2 out of every 3 people simply don't know the ability they already have to be successful when it's right there in their hands. But if you want others to believe in you, you have to believe in yourself first. Remember, no one can make you feel inferior unless you let them. A successful businessman says, "You can't push anyone up a ladder unless he knows he can climb himself." Many of us have an image problem, the image we have of ourselves. To succeed, the first person you have to beat is yourself. So stop believing your own lies about yourself. Just change your mind and you'll change your life. One of the most lethal weapons that can kill your success in life is the 2 little words, I can't. Do you know that people used to think that if human beings traveled faster than 30 miles an hour, it would stop our circulation of blood and kill us? Thank goodness a few people didn't believe that silly thinking. Or we wouldn't be riding in cars, buses, and flying on airplanes today. You'll never know until you try. Roger Bannister was the first human being to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. But before he did it, most people in the world didn't think it was even possible. Yet, only weeks after Bannister did it, suddenly, runners all over the world began running a mile in less than 4 minutes. If we believe something can be done, we'll usually do it.
8. Read and recite.
The man who has made up his mind to win will never say impossible. Napoleon.
Before everything else, getting ready is the secret of success. Henry Ford.
No sweat without sweat. John Clark.
Don't aim for success if you want it. Just do what you love and believe in.
and it will come naturally. David Frost.
You have to believe in yourself. That's the secret of success. Charles Chaplin.
If you have the will to win, you have achieved half your success. If you don't, you have achieved half your failure. David Ambrose.
Lesson 2. Secret to success. Listening and speaking. 3. Winfrey is my role model. B. Listen and complete.
Have you read the article about Oprah Winfrey in this magazine?
No. What's it about?
Apparently, she's being given an award for donating so much money to charity.
She's very generous with her money. I think that's because she was poor when she was young.
I heard that she's one of the wealthiest women in the world.
I'd believe it. She owns magazines, television shows, and she has a huge fan base.
You know, I heard that she was opening a school for poor girls in Africa.
Did they mention that in the article?
Yes. She's not only building the school, but is also using her own money for the upkeep of the school and to pay the teachers a good salary.
That's really commendable. She had a terrible childhood and suffered a lot. She was a real self-made woman. I greatly admired her.
I agree. Going through so many ups and downs, she makes a great success in her life.
4. The secret of a successful life. B. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the table.
Mr. President, you live such a successful life in the eyes of the world. Can you give us some tips for a successful life?
Well, people have different understandings towards a successful life. But I do believe people who become successful are those who give more than take. May I know yours?
Oh, sure. I think the secret of a successful life is to live each moment to the fullest.
Yes. People who become successful are those who love life.
There is so much else to experience here in this life. We should take time off.
Moreover, hard work is the key to making one succeed in achieving what he wants.
It's also the key to dividing winner and loser.
That's right. The diligence is a necessary requirement for success.
Yes, successful men are those who strive for their dreams without any slack.
Reading and writing. 6. Secret to success. B. Read the text with the questions in mind. 1. Did the author become the fastest PhD in history? 2. Who is Gene Wolfe? What do you think about him?
Secret to success. When I started a novel, I wanted to finish it the next day. When I started graduate school, I was already planning how I was going to be the fastest PhD in history. Around the time that I had planned on receiving that PhD, I ended up getting thrown out. Lack of maturity, the letter said. I don't believe that life is short. I wish every day was already over, just so I could get to the next. This makes me think of my hero, Gene Wolfe. Gene Wolfe was given the task of taking a baked potato, pressing it down, and slicing it up so that it could fit into a tennis ball can. Well, he invented Pringles. Many human beings might say, "Okay, that's my life's achievement. I've created an easily storable food based on a vegetable that will please children and adults for decades." If I were Gene, I would have rested on my achievement and played golf with friends. But Gene knew the magic secret, one page a day. He writes a page a day. A page is about 300 words. Can you do that? Gene ended up writing 50 novels, including many bestsellers and award winners. He didn't get stereotypes and put in that Pringles can. He did what he loved to do. That's what keeps you alive every day. Life is too long to reject the opportunities in front of you every day. I was talking to James Manos, the creator of Dexter. He said, My definition of success is not being able to tell the difference between work and pleasure. It's okay if right now the two are separate for you. Today is a new day. We say what we want to change. We regret what we never changed. This is my page today.
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics.
语调.
1. I see animals in the zoo.
2. Is he making a kite?
3. Do you want to have a look?
4. I see tigers running fast.
5. Would you like coffee or tea?
6. John likes running, swimming, and skating.
7. The more we get together, the happier we will be.
8. When the sun comes out, then I shout, "Help me, I will melt away."
9. Great changes have taken place in China in the past 10 years.
10. The young man is my brother who joined the army 3 years ago.
11. While you were writing letters, I was reading a book.
12. Your uncle is tall, isn't he?
No, he's very short.
13. It's a fine day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.